Just hanging out, dude. Awesome to talk to you.
Yeah, likewise, man. It's kind of funny how this circle comes back around from another promoter that he comes back around on our Asylum show and says, hey, I'm working with a bunch of new bands. Have you heard of Silencer? After I pick my jaw up off the floor, I say, hell yes. And then here, a few weeks later, here we are, man. It's good to have a call with you.
Oh, it's awesome. Thanks for having me.
Let's get right to it, man. Meat and Bones. What are you guys doing now?
We had a new record drop in September, and it was our first record in, let me count the years, it was 3 years after our previous. Pretty different for us. We try to mix it up. Nothing really stays the same album to album. Every couple albums are usually good for mixing the sound up. And this one, we kind of took a different approach, and we wrote our first concept record. And it's pretty intimidating to do because there's just not that many of them and even fewer really good ones. So it's kind of a tall order for us to try to keep up with some of our favorite concept records. So it kind of has some different roots musically. We used, you know, modern production techniques and, you know, the tunings we've been using now. It's more common than metal, but tried to apply some older feel and kind of get at the root of where the metal thing came from. You know, and in countless interviews and whatnot, people ask our influences musically, and we rattle off all our favorite bands, and a lot of people have a hard time understanding where that sound comes from in what we've been writing, but I don't think there's any question now. We said, you know what, it's time to wear it on the sleeves and do something a little different.
There you go. After a concept record, I know several bands, Iron Maiden's done it, Queensrÿche has done it, where they'll do the tour, and it's like a concept tour where it's more focused on this album as opposed to a concert where they play, you know, a handful of songs from the new album, but they also filter in old catalog. How do you guys take that when you guys go out on the road?
The Great Bear came out in September. We've been out playing shows, supporting it. We've been having a great reaction to the material. Shows vary quite a bit when we travel. We'll play, you know, depending on the bill, anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. So obviously the longer sets we get to play in whatever city it might be, whatever show we're playing, we can play more new stuff off the new album. So we obviously unfortunately have not been able to play the entire thing. And it would actually take quite a bit of orchestration. There's some tracks in between which we use as set pieces, which are totally vital for the album, you know, if you're listening to it front to back, but incorporate some, you know, different types of instrumentation.
So nationally speaking and looking forward, what's in the future for Silencer?
We shot a pretty unique show at a show in Wyoming, and the fans just kind of pack around, you know, the records and everything in the store and stand, and it's kind of an interesting vibe. It's not quite as rowdy, but it's like the people who really want to come hear the music. There's no bar or anything like that, so it's a pure interest.
All right, Keith, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for talking to us here in the Asylum. It's always good to dip back into our childhood friends.
thanks for not forgetting us, man.
Seriously, though, check out these guys next time they're through your town. L.A., California guys, you got them maybe at the end of the summer. We'll see. Again, keep tabs on the website, and we'll let you know when Silencer hits the road again. We'll check out one off the recent record. Put the hammer down, crank it up loud to 11 and a half. Man, here's Silencer in Asylum Metal Radio.